You're listening to Impact 103's Draft 8-6. Thank you so much for ending off your day with us and making sure that we are in your company as you're making your way home or making your way to the office. We're definitely going to be making sure that we've got some great music coming up. But something that we always do also is make sure that we've got some great conversations. And the next conversation I'm getting into right now is something that will definitely stand out for you. I'm joined right now via Zoom by Catherine Gallagher, who's the CEO of Go Strategic. Now, they are a ministry that educates, that connects leaders through a global network that they have. And they've been in the industry, well, rather, she's been in the industry or speaking for over 30 years. And her journey began with abstinence basics education. And then it grew over the years to include topics such as biblical worldview, organizational stewardship, business strategy, and interpersonal relationships. And Catherine holds a bachelor's degree in communication and has made numerous appearances on radio and television, including now here with us. And she's the author of two books, including a handbook on Christian worldview. She also develops curricula for university level courses. A former small business owner, she serves on the board of several nonprofits, leveraging her expertise in education and management. Catherine is currently staying in Santa Rosa in California with her husband and her two daughters. And early on this morning, she joins us via Zoom, even though it may be evening by us. Catherine, welcome to Drive 3-6. It's great to be chatting to you.
Thank you so much for having me, and it's good to see you again because we did interact, I think, last March in
Yeah, it
another
was quite,
interview. So it's great
it
to
was
be
a,
here.
it feels like it's forever ago, but I'm so glad that you're back. And now when they say radio and TV, that means two times that impact. So I'm just like, yes, I love the sound of that. And of course, just to rope in anybody else that may have missed that conversation, they'll also be able to catch up again in terms of what you do at Go Strategic. But also joining us in this conversation as our very own production manager, program manager rather, Adele Borsoff is also joining via Zoom. And she'll chat in the conversation a little bit later. Adele, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Jose.
Now, Catherine, I maybe want to start with you. We spoke a lot of things. Your bio says you do a number of things. There's a number of things that we covered there as well. But of the diversity of things that you do, what do you enjoy most? What's the thing that makes you feel like, oh, yes, I'm coming alive right now? It makes you tick when you're doing this.
Well, yes, I am involved in a lot of things. And let's be honest, at certain times, I probably was involved in too much. I've learned to scale back a little bit. Because God doesn't want us getting, worn out, right? But I love educating and empowering people, helping them see the kingdom of God and just the impact it makes in their life. And on a personal level, I'm also an artist and a dancer by training. So anything related to the arts and dance is a huge thing for me. So that's very life-giving for me. And the small business that I used to run was actually a dance studio. I ran a dance studio for 20 years. So that's one of my personal joys is that way. And of
I think
course, my children and my husband and all those wonderful people.
I'm gonna call someone that they just update their bio because I do think adding dance in there might add quite a bit of color to everything that's already existing there. So I'm gonna talk to whoever's put that together to include it in there. But let's talk about Go Strategic because it really just has it encompasses so much that you do on a much broader scale, where a lot of us we would be limited into the world that we're in, and our world view in our circle in our city and town. Tell us about how you then got involved with Go Strategic.
So Go Strategic was actually founded by my father. His name is Dennis Peacock, and it was founded back in 1979. And it really was birthed out of a desire to help believers really step into the kingdom of God in everyday life. Understanding that, salvation is wonderful and important, and it's the first step into the kingdom, into actually living a life that matters here on earth that can bring victory and health and all the good things to, help and support people and systems. So we really work to educate and equip people through our schools, which we're going to talk about. And we do special networking events. And then we have content that's just kind of introductory to help people understand what we call presuppositional thinking, which is a biblical worldview and not just understanding not just what we believe, but why we believe it, and really looking into ourselves and into our hearts and understanding the way God has wired us and the roots and the truths that are underneath all that.
Yeah. And I mean, that is something that, like we were saying earlier on, it's sometimes missed to be able to intertwine the two. So many times as people, we live as if they run parallel to each other. But when you go through it and you look at it from a biblical worldview, you realize that everything's actually intertwined together. And it's beautiful to be
Yes.
able to see the legacy of what your dad has established many years ago, still reaching so many different people all across the world. But let's talk about the fact that you've got a business school that you have at Go Strategic. It's called the School of Business Leadership. In its title, it almost says a lot, actually, but I'm sure if we double click into it, there's definitely a lot more in there. Tell us more about this curriculum.
Yes, the School of Business Leadership was birthed actually almost, we're coming up on almost 30 years ago. And it was really birthed out of a book that my father wrote called Doing Business God's Way. Now, at this time in the global church world, there was still that attitude of if you're in, when are you going to quit your job, quote unquote, to get into the ministry? Because there was this dualist perspective of, there's work and then there's ministry. And not understanding that actually our work, avodah, is worship and is ministry wherever you are called. And that idea, though, really was, and in some places it's still an issue, but I will say it's shifted quite a bit, I would say, on a global scale. But it is still an issue in a lot of churches where there's that separation of that sacred and secular. And we're like, no, this is what God has called us to. We say God's in a family business and we're all called to work with Him in the family. And whether you're a janitor or you're a CEO, it matters because where has God called you and your work matters. So the schools really were birthed out of that approach and are designed to really equip people. They're a pretty deep dive into the biblical principles behind business, economics, contracts and agreements, relationships, all those important pieces that come to interactions in the marketplace.
Yeah. And I mean, I love the fact that you really help people to realize that it's not this too literally what we just spoke about right now of them running parallel. And it reminds me of the picture of the seven spheres of influence and how ministry looks like being in any and every single one of those spheres. And in actual fact, leading up to exactly what you're talking about, Adele, this is where you come into the conversation. You've just completed the first year of the School of Business Leadership, really bringing it into our sphere here at Impact and where you're involved. Maybe tell us about this course, having had just completed the first year.
Yes, Kwasi, for me, this course has been a real deep dive. I mean, Catherine just said, a deep dive into what God has purposed us to do and be in the world that we live in. And I just loved it's been a beautiful year, but it has been a mind-blowing year for me. When I speak about BLS 100, I just absolutely loved this because it was so word-based. It really takes you deep into the word. And it's not just somebody saying, this is my opinion. This is all scriptural. And it just showed me what God is ultimately saying when it comes to his purpose for us in this world. And I was one of those that grew up in a Christian home, and my whole life, I had these ideas of this is how it's meant to be. And it was very much that, okay, I'm going to work so I can get into ministry, so I can be effective. And this has really turned that upside down for me because it really is going, your work is worship. And where God has placed you and where He puts you, He uses you in your obedience to what He wants you to do, no matter where you are, whether you're in a Christian organization or a secular organization, He has put you there because He wants to use you. And there have been so many things that in this year, by studying God's word through this course, it has shown me and enlightened me to go, wow, God, this has been in front of me this whole time, but I didn't realize how important it is to God that we are so much more effective in the workplace and so much more effective in doing what we do in God's way, not our own way, not the world's way. But really studying the word and then training and obeying. And that's really this whole course is based, the base of this course is on that. It's how do I steward what God gave me? How do I do it well? And how do I increase it the way God wants me to increase it? I think one of the biggest things for me that stood out in this course is that generational wealth. And it's not talking about, and I teach you the difference between riches and wealth. and what generational wealth is the transferring of information, transferring of what God has taught you onto your children, and them passing that to the next generation, and how God blesses from generation to generation when you're able to understand that well. And it's just such a beautiful picture that God has just been dealing with me in my heart. And I think God is still, I'm if the content, there's so much content, such a wealth of content in this course. And I said to my husband, I've completed the first year, and I'm going to spend the holidays now over December just going through the content again, because you feel like I can't do this just once. You have to, you have to really go through it and read it over and over again. But all I can say is it's just beautiful. And the more we train, the more we study God's word, and the more we are able to unpack it, I think one of the most beautiful things is that you meet with people all over the world and talk through each module. And so you're also able to bounce off, this is what I was thinking, but this is challenging me in this way. What do what do you guys think? And so it's also something that you do together with others. And that is also so beautiful. And with a great facilitators, I mean, they have absolutely amazing facilitators that are led by God, that pray with you and pray for you throughout the year that you do this course. And it's just, for me, it really has been life changing for me. And yeah, I would encourage anybody, for me, studying the word, doing it with others, is so critical for where we are going in this world. And I just want to say thank you to the Go Strategic team and their facilitators. What a fantastic job they've done. So congratulations, well done for them to train, to take it in their hands, to train people in this way, is so beautiful to see. So thank you.
I think I love the fact that you make mention that it really takes it back to the word. It's not often that we look into everyday life and word by word really scour through the word and dig into the word to see what we find there and what the Lord has already said in terms of how we ought to live life and do business now. But at the same time, Catherine, I'm listening to what Adele is saying and I'm going, oh my goodness, that sounds so good. It's almost sounding like it's speaking to me. And then I hear the title about it being leadership and business. And I'm almost going, maybe it's not for me. So it might be safe for me to ask you the question, who exactly is this course for?
Yeah, and that's a great question, because I do think we sometimes, when you hear the term leadership, you think, well, if I'm not running an organization, that's not me. But the reality is, all of us are in a position of leadership and influence. All of us have a sphere of influence. All of us have something that we're leading and stewarding and responsible for. And so these principles apply to everyone. And in fact, it was interesting because she was mentioning a little bit about her family too. I would say the number one surprise response we get from people who sign up to go through this course is how much it affected their marriage and their family. And you're like, this is a business course. How is it doing that? But it's because everything is interconnected. Like you said earlier in this conversation, the reality is, if it's true in one sphere or mountain, it's true in the other, right? Axiomatic core truth, if it applies to me in my personal life, those principles also are going to apply in my family life. They're going to apply in my business life. They're going to apply in my political community life. And so that's what's so beautiful about it, because it's all interconnected. It's wonderfully practical because the principles work across the spheres and jurisdictions. So it's kind of like, one-stop shopping for a bunch of different things. Because once you get it, it's amazing for how much it actually affects your whole life, not just your business life. So it really is for everyone. And when it does, it goes into everything from, personal transformation to also what does that look like in my workplace? What have I received from Pharaoh? The analogy of being trained in Pharaoh's court as opposed to what the word says, and understanding those differences. And then just getting into practical tools. Again, even if you're not running an organization, we need to understand the nature of contracts and agreements. Look, all of us on an individual basis are signing contracts and agreements as either consumers or as leaders. So it is wonderfully practical, but it's also, like I said, it connects broadly to numerous parts of your life.
Man, I love this so much. And I don't think I've ever heard anyone speak about learning or school in a way of being a one-stop shop. But after that explanation, I definitely have to second it. As we wrap up our time in this conversation, Catherine, I have to ask the question that I think many people are wondering: where can they register for this? Where can they get more information about the course?
Yeah, so there's two places I'll direct you. So first, if you want just general information about the organization and free content, that's a great place to start. Our organization's website is gostrategic.org. So gostrategic.org. Top of the page, it says free resources. You go there, you can get access to, we're in the YouVersion Bible app, and we have Doing Business God's Way, which is a lot of the foundations of this course. There's a free devotional there about doing business God's way. We also have a podcast that has numerous free teachings around business, covering a bunch of different topics. And then the schools themselves, the School of Business Leadership, it's schoolofbusinessleadership.com. And our partners, though, we have wonderful ministry partners in South Africa who run local groups, which Adele was a part of. So we have our international offices, but we also have partners. And our wonderful partners in South Africa, Family Life Institute, their website is theplans.org. So the PLANS dot O-R-G. They have new groups starting this spring. I think well, spring for me, not for you guys maybe. But new groups starting in the new year. February, January, February, March, new groups starting, theplans.org. Wonderful ministry that we partner with, and they're doing it all locally there with people from all over South Africa and from other countries as well.
Yeah, this is fantastic. I was about to say actually that Adele mentioned earlier that she was in the class with people from all over the world, which is fantastic that somebody who might be listening to this, wherever they are, they can still be
Yes.
a part of this. Well, ladies, it's been great to feel like I'm a part of the class and definitely now want to go register to be a part of the class and just to be able to hear how there is room for us to rewire, like you rightfully said, take from whatever we've picked up from Pharaoh, quote unquote, as we learn again what the word says and look at the things that we experience through the biblical worldview. So, Catherine, thank you so much. It's been great to have you. Really appreciate your time. Adele, thank you so much for joining us and sharing your experience after your first year.
Thank you so much.
Well, that's how we wrap
Thank
up
you,
the
Jose.
conversation. Thanks, Adele. Thank you for sticking around with us as we're having this conversation, just talking about Go Strategic and the work that's been done there. So do yourself a favor, visit their website, go and check out all the information that they have. Maybe you're driving, maybe you're not able to write it down. Pop me a message with the words Go Strategic, and I'll send you the link with all the details to make sure that you register for the School of Business Leadership, to make sure that you've got all the information that you might read relating to just the work that they do at Go Strategic and a whole lot more. And make sure that you stick around to Impact. There's a lot more that's still coming up straight after this.